West of Garrison, North Dakota, farmer Lance Zimmerman is attempting to plant canola this week, but it's been a tough row to hoe.
Clumpy would be an understatement with a hoe drill. Disc drills, you know, we're getting it in the ground, but struggling to cover it because the ground is so hard, we can't move any soil. We quit with the hoe drill. You know, parts are an issue. I've got parts on my drill that I haven't broke in 10 years. They're not available right now. I've got to wait for them to come out of Canada. They're in 7 to 10 days. We're struggling to find wear parts for our disc drills. Can't get stuff to germinate.
These are some of the driest fields Zimmerman's seen in his more than 20 years of farming. It's being compared to the 1988 drought. The
difference was in 1988, they started with soil moisture. I mean, when they seeded their crop, you still had hope. I mean, it went into soil, it started to grow, it went into soil moisture, I should say. And, you know, this year we don't have that.
McLean County, North Dakota started the year in D2, severe drought conditions. And in mid-March, that shifted to D3, extreme drought.
Everybody keeps saying we're one day closer to rain, but there's nothing in the forecast. And, you know, we don't just need a little bit of rain. We need inches of rain.
This will be a year where crop insurance comes in handy. And Zimmerman says farmers are contemplating not even planting a crop at all.
We've had the discussion with our insurance agent and so have others. I mean, there is a preventive plant option for drought, but it's not much. And nobody likes to farm for insurance. And I've never met a farmer yet that it's not their nature to put a crop in the ground and hope for the best. That's just part of the game. But, you know, there comes a point when you have to be realistic too. And we've got some time. I mean, if we get rain in the next couple weeks, we've still got potential for a good crop. We've been telling ourselves since January that we've got plenty of time to get moisture, but now it's May and it's crunch time.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.